Welcome to Your Creative Chord Podcast, where nurturing creativity and inspiration meet transformation. I'm your host, Jenny Lee Hodgins, and the voice behind Your Creative Chord. I'll take you on a personal journey about mothers in today's special episode. Join me as we delve into the challenges, joys, and shared memories that shape our relationship with mothers in today's episode. And remember to mark your calendars for the 2024 Mother's debut at the Lexington Ballet's Love Stories program on February 9 and 10 at 7:30 p.m. at the Lexington Opera House. Let's celebrate the beautiful and unique connection with our mothers, support local artists, and experience a heartwarming celebration of love through dance and original music. Let's get started. In my father's last moments, 2014, I made a vow to repay my gratitude to my parents by ensuring mom's care after dad was gone. I eventually decided to sell my Florida home and return to my Kentucky hometown to be my senior mother's caregiver. I left my 30-year music teaching and performance career to do so, to work from home as an online entrepreneur. My caregiving responsibilities came much faster and more furious than I had anticipated, with many struggles to protect my mother's health, finances, and property. Some highlights include mom's back surgery and rehab, dental surgeries, the loss of her only sister during the pandemic, her condo's full flooring renovation due to a flood, and I unexpectedly led a community movement, was elected to the HOA board as president, and guided us through a grueling year to transform depleted funds and neglect into a surplus and new management. Juggling these many difficulties while working toward my online business ventures has been challenging, to say the least. But everything we've experienced has been exactly what I needed to strengthen myself for the next phase of my life. I really believe that. Being a caregiver who now lives with my senior parent has also brought with it some major opposition from other family members. And this dynamic has forced me and mom to grapple with our family's dysfunctional history and establish healthier boundaries. Talking with other caregivers, this negativity from those who do not take on the role of caregiver is a common thread. I laughed with a friend who served as her mother's caregiver, and I said, this is the real caregiver battle that entire books could be written about, way beyond the actual caregiving tasks. And my friend has been through this, so 100% agreed. I also have had to do my share of emotional and psychological maturation regarding my rapport with mom, learning to see beyond any perceived flaws and behaviors that push my buttons, reflecting on myself, and refreshing my determination to polish myself toward more compassion and patience have all been constant work for me and still a work in progress. Mom and I have had our share of arguments. Living together with a senior parent has its internal struggles. We had a big blowout one day about something that we'd already been through many times before, pushing my impatience and judgmental buttons. But I'm learning to keep doing my inner work and sorting things out with mom after we've had time and space. I've developed a stronger attitude toward making things work and checking my ego so that can happen. Right after our argument, I received an invitation from the local Lexington Ballet's ballet mistress, Ayoko Lloyd. Ayoko is a personal friend I met through our SGI Buddhist organization. As artists who base our creativity on spiritual practice, we resonate with much internal common ground. Ayoko, Lexington Ballet's executive director Mia Isaac and composer Ben Soli, invited mom and me to be interviewed for their original Lexington Ballet performance featuring Ben's live original music, Ayoko's choreography, and excerpts of the voices of mothers and their loved ones. I prepared mom and myself with the questions Ayoko provided so mom would feel less pressured in the recording environment. She appeared unsettled and nervous, So I asked her about it. She said, "I'm worried about what you will say about me." I assured her I had nothing but good things to say about her as we entered the studio for the interview. Ayako, Ben, and Mia warmly and gently greeted us. They were respectful and gently guided my 84-year-old mother to the table and microphone setup. Their vibe of kindness toward mom lent a sense of sincere dignity to the dialogue, which I'm certain helped my mother relax. During the interview, mom got very teared up as she answered questions. Mom has always worn her emotions on her sleeve, but what we'd gone through a few days prior, on top of some of our other ongoing family issues, may have pushed a few of her buttons. Ayako personally shares the experience we've had losing a brother too early, in mom's case, a son. We touched on that mutually grueling life history and the concern for our aging parents. I am deeply honored to participate in this amazingly innovative art project. Mom and I and other mothers in the community who were interviewed will be included via recording excerpts of our voices as part of this unique cultural creation by Ayako, Ben, Mia, and the Lexington Ballet dancers. I am acutely aware that this is Mom's golden chapter of life, and I'm privileged to be with her now. Having us involved in a local arts performance this way is a beautiful treasure for us and something I will look back on in the future with deep appreciation. When I asked Mom how she felt about being included in the performance, she said it was something she never would have imagined. Then slowly and quietly said, "I feel quite honored." The Lexington Ballet debuts the original dance and music Mother's performance on February 9 and 10 with 7:30 p.m. performances as part of their Love Stories program at the Lexington Opera House on 410 West Short Street in Lexington, Kentucky. Please share this information about the Lexington Ballet's Mother's debut in their Love Stories program and attend it to support local artists in Lexington. Mother-daughter reflections from the interview with Lexington Ballet staff. Here are some of the answers to the questions Ayako asked me about my mother. First of all, when Mom was being interviewed by Ayako, Mom teared up as she talked about her mother because she recalled, quote, "I miss her every day," end quote. I completely resonate with that because the thought of my life after Mom's gone brings up deep feelings in my heart. Ayako asked me about the difficulty of an adult child watching a parent decline. I found that hard to fully answer in front of my mother because I didn't want Mom to be offended or worried if I expressed my true concerns. Here, for the record, I will say that being Mom's caregiver is often an emotional experience because I know that everything we do now will become my memory of her when she's gone. I've seen her age and decline since I've been here as her caregiver, and it is sobering. Honestly, I've had a decades-long, slow journey with improving my rapport with Mom, but essentially, I love her dearly. Some aspects of our relationship have been at the core of my life from the start. For example, my zest for artistic creation, whether it's poetry, books, blogs, podcasts, nature photos, music, or songs, is fundamentally linked to my mother's influence. My spiritual path, from being raised Christian to searching other philosophies that led me to my 37-year Buddhist practice, was influenced by my mother's sincere, open mind toward spiritual life. This is a question Lexington Ballet asked me. If your mom was a shape, what would she be? A heart, because she's easily and readily emotionally expressive. Next question from Lexington Ballet. Where are you from originally, and how long have you been living in Kentucky, and do you have any siblings? Well, I have an older and a younger sister, plus my late brother, who was the youngest. I was raised in Lexington, Kentucky until I was 23. Then I moved to Florida, and after I graduated with a bachelor's degree in music composition at University of South Florida, I moved to Japan and lived there for 5 years while I taught English and gigged as a vocalist, pianist, and recorded an original musical theater CD called Butterfly Believe. I returned to Florida in 2006, and I taught in the public school system there, music and piano and chorus, until I returned to Kentucky in 2017. Next question from Lexington Ballet. Describe your mother in a few words. Gifted visual artist, fashionista, spiritually open-minded, resilient. What color reminds you of your mom? The entire rainbow. She's a gifted artist and loves fashion, so she loves every color. In fact, she actually had scholarships to go to the University of Kentucky, and she was intending to study fashion design, but she met my father, and in those days, that was it. She went and got married and had all of us. I was asked to share a favorite childhood memory of me and my mom. I have two. As a child, I was interested in the piano. Mom got a job selling Tupperware to buy a piano for me to start piano lessons when I was 7 years old. And because of that, I'm now a pianist, piano composer, and I taught piano and music for 30 years. Mom also exhibited her paintings around town with art guilds when I was a child and in my teenage years. One of her paintings, an autumn scene she painted with liquid gold leaf, hung above the piano as I practiced, and it's in our dining room now. Her creativity was always a big presence that influenced my artistic thinking. Ayuko asked me how my relationship is with mom and how often did I talk to her. And now I live with her, so most days it's harmonious, but we have the same stubborn OCD streak and we have a temper, so we clash sometimes. We're still working out those kinks, and they remind me that I must polish myself more. I also checked in with her multiple times a week, even when I lived in Japan. I've always been in touch with my mother. What is your favorite dish that she cooks? My answer, everything mom cooks is a magnificent culinary and artistically beautiful experience. I am lucky. She currently does most of the cooking for us, and I did not expect that when I moved here. This is a phenomenal and ironic benefit. Since I only ate peanut butter and jelly as a kid, I completely ignored and I did not appreciate her artistry as a chef until I moved here as an adult, and I'm astounded by my stomach's fortune. I also think cooking is a great way for mom to stay mobile and mentally and creatively fit. Ayuko asked me, what comes to mind when you hear the word mother? Mom's resilience, seeking spiritual mind, and creativity. She's my genetic link to art, nature, because she has a farming ancestry, and spirituality, even though she's Christian and I'm a SJI Buddhist. Ayuko asked, if you could travel anywhere with your mom, where would you take her now and why? I would definitely take her on road trips across the states and Canada because she wants to. I will include the Florida Nature and Culture Center and various artists and writing retreats, and I'm determined to do that with her in the next 10 years. How are you taking care of your mom now? Was the question. First, I feel like she takes care of me as much as I take care of her. I'm deeply grateful. I give my all to my caregiver role to repay my debt of gratitude toward my parents. I pray daily for her wellness and longevity. I became our HOA board president to protect mom's condo and interests, which were ignored by the previous board. And through that intense journey, she ended up gifting the condo to me. This is actually for her benefit because she can receive medical assistance if needed later without having the condo as an asset. And that's the only reason I would accept it. And I currently now handle all the bills, financial tasks, grocery orders. I keep her wellness top of mind with in good weather, typically not in the winter, but in good weather, three times weekly, we go on wellness outings, including long walks at parks, classical concerts, art and, you know, chair and yoga classes at the local senior center, or card games for social interaction and cognitive growth. We also play cards and board games at home. I keep her well stocked with her favorite crossword puzzles. We actually wore out her transport wheelchair and had to replace it with another one. So she walks until she can't continue from discomfort or fatigue, and then I push her further to enjoy the benefits of nature, sunlight, and fresh air. We always make sure to have water with us to be well hydrated. And since the pandemic, I have vigilantly taken her to visit her 90-year-old plus cousins and activities with her friends across town. We primarily eat whole foods and mostly organic food, and we rarely eat out. We avoid that processed packaged foods except for the occasional treat, like dark chocolate ice cream. Fortunately, Mom loves vegetables. I maintain her medicines, but I have her check it to make sure she's using her brain as much as I am. And since she had an episode of memory loss about a year or so ago, I'm now the sole driver for both of us. So I ensure she's well bundled up on cold weather days because cold causes her pain and discomfort. And of course, all her doctor appointments are up to date. And generally, she's in very good shape for an 84-year-old. I want to remind you that the Lexington Ballet debuts the original dance and music Mother's performance on February 9 and 10 with 7:30 p.m. performances as part of their Love Stories program at the Lexington Opera House at 410 West Short Street in Lexington, Kentucky. Please share this information about the Lexington Ballet's Mother's debut in their Love Stories program and attend it to support local artists in Lexington. And treasure your mothers. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope it makes you think of your mother and your relationship with your mother or your children if you're a mother, and spread the love. Thank you so much. Have a great day.